The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 7. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on May 8th, 2014. In Klaipėda, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yada yada hi dharmasya. Grandir bhavati bharata, abhyutanam dharmasya, tadatmanam svajamyaham. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Purport. The word Shrijami is significant herein. Shrijami cannot be used in the sense of creation, because according to the previous verse, there is no creation of the Lord's form or body, since all of the forms are eternally existent. Therefore, Shrijami means that the Lord manifests Himself as He is. Although the Lord appears on schedule, namely at the end of the Dwapara Yuga of the 28th millennium in the 7th Manu in one day of Brahma, He has no obligation to adhere to such rules and regulations, because He is completely free to act in many ways at His will. He therefore appears by His own will whenever there is a predominance of irreligiosity and a disappearance of true religion. Principles of religion are laid down in the Vedas, and any discrepancy in the matter of properly executing the rules of the Vedas makes one irreligious. In the Bhagavatam it is stated that such principles are the laws of the Lord. Only the Lord can manufacture a system of religion. The Vedas are also accepted as originally spoken by the Lord Himself to Brahma from within His heart. Therefore, the principles of Dharma or religion are the direct orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharamantu Sakshad Bhagavat Pranitam, Bhagavatam 6:3:19. These principles are clearly indicated throughout the Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of the Vedas is to establish such principles under the order of the Supreme Lord, and the Lord directly orders at the end of the Gita that the highest principle of religion is to surrender unto Him only and nothing more. The Vedic principles push one towards complete surrender unto Him, and whenever such principles are disturbed by the demoniac, the Lord appears. From the Bhagavatam, we understand that Lord Buddha is the incarnation of Krishna, who appeared when materialism was rampant and materialists were using the pretext of the authority of the Vedas. Although there are certain restrictive rules and regulations regarding animal sacrifice for particular purposes in the Vedas, people of demonic tendencies still took to animal sacrifice without reference to the Vedic principles. Lord Buddha appeared to stop this nonsense and to establish the Vedic principles of nonviolence. Therefore, each and every avatar or incarnation of the Lord has a particular mission, and they are all described in the revealed scriptures. No one should be accepted as an avatar unless he is referred to by scriptures. It is not a fact that the Lord appears only on Indian soil. He can manifest Himself anywhere and everywhere and wherever He desires to appear. In each and every incarnation, He speaks as much about religion as can be understood by the particular people under their particular circumstances. But the mission is the same, to lead people to God consciousness and obedience to the principles of religion. Sometimes he descends personally, and sometimes he sends his bona fide representative in the form of his son, or his servant, or himself in some disguised form. The principles of the Bhagavad Gita were spoken to Arjuna, and for that matter to other highly elevated persons, because he was highly advanced compared to ordinary persons in other parts of the world. 2 + 2 = 4 is a mathematical principle that is true in the beginner's arithmetic class and the advanced class as well. Still, there are higher and lower mathematics. In all incarnations of the Lord, therefore, the same principles are taught, but they appear to be higher and lower in varied circumstances. The highest principles of religion begin with the acceptance of the four orders in the four statuses of social life, as will be explained later. The whole purpose of the mission of incarnations is to arouse Krishna consciousness everywhere. Such consciousness is manifest and non-manifest only under different circumstances. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam suryamyaham. Krishna is very, very kind. When he sees that the world is overwhelmed with irreligion, he comes to rectify the situation. Either directly in his form of Krishna, or in the form of Lord Chaitanya, or he sends great transcendental spiritual masters like Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedantati Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. To deliver us from irreligion. When we speak of religion, we're not talking about a religious sect. Sectarianism has given people a very bad taste in their mouth about religion.
Sektantiškumas žmonėms suteikia blogą religijos įspūdį.
We are talking about the basic principle of religion.
Bet mes kalbame apie pačius religijos pagrindus.
Or you could say spirituality.
Arba kitais žodžiais tariant apie dvasingumą.
To become reconnected with that supreme person who is the source of all existence.
Tai yra ryšį su absoliutu.
The existence does not spring out of nothing.
Visa egzistencija neatsiranda iš niekur.
As Dr. Hawking tells us.
Kaip kad daktaras Hawkinsas mus moka.
He says everything comes out of absolutely nothing.
Jisai moka, kad viskas ateina iš nieko.
It doesn't come out of nothing.
Bet taip pat.
You can't get something out of nothing.
Nes kažkas iš nieko neatsiranda.
It's never been done. There's no experiment you can do to prove it.
Nėra tokio eksperimento, kuris tai įrodytų.
And it will never be done.
Ir niekad,
there is an original substance from which everything has come.
Egzistuoja pirminė substancija, iš kurios viskas kyla.
This is described in the Brahma Samhita.
Ir Brahma Samhita tai apibūdina.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord.
Garbinu Govinda, pirminį viešpatį.
Who is the absolute substantive principle,
kuris yra pirminis substancinis principas,
being the ultimate entity,
būdamas aukščiausia būtybė,
in the form of the support of all existence.
Savo formą palaiko visą egzistenciją.
So Krishna is the original substance of everything.
Taigi, Krishna yra pirminė visa ko substancija.
He has unlimited names.
Ir jisai turi neribotą kiekį vardų.
It's not that he's limited to one name.
Nėra taip, kad jis turi tik vieną vardą.
But the name Krishna is the most complete and perfect name.
Bet vardas Krishna yra pilnai išbaigtas.
Speaking scientifically. Because it covers every single aspect of the Supreme Person.
Nes savyje talpina visus aukščiausio aspektus.
Other names cover different aspects.
Įvairius vardai savyje talpina įvairius Dievo aspektus.
It's like Jehovah or Allah.
Tokie kaip Jehova ar Allahas.
Or Rishikesha.
Rishikesha.
Govinda.
Govinda.
These are different names which cover different aspects of the Lord.
Šie skirtingi Dievo vardai kalba apie skirtingus Dievo aspektus.
But the name Krishna, it includes every single aspect of the Lord within it.
O vardas Krishna savyje talpina visus skirtingus Dievo aspektus.
So if you want to call to the Lord, you can use any name.
Taigi norėdami kreiptis į Dievą, galit vardot bet kokį vardą.
Given in the revealed scriptures.
Kurie yra pateikti apreikštuose šventraščiuose.
But the scriptures also inform us that there is no more powerful way to connect with the Supreme in this age than by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Bet šventraščiai taip pat mus informuoja, kad šitame amžiuje nėra galingesnio metodo, kaip atkurti ryšį su Dievu, kaip kartuojant būtent šiuos vardus. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And you can test it. You can say, okay, I'll try all the different things. I'll try chanting Om. I'll try deep breathing exercises.
Jūs galite atlikti eksperimentą, bandyti kartuoti Om, galite bandyti atlikti kvėpavimo pratimus.
I'll try the Hallelujah chorus.
Galite nueiti į Alleluja chorą.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. I'll try everything.
Galite bandyti.
But if you really try with an open mind, every way of approaching God, you'll find the Hare Krishna mantra is the most powerful means.
Ir jeigu objektyviai išmėginsite skirtingus būdus kreiptis į Dievą, pamatysite Hare Krishna mantros privalumus.
We don't say you can't do the other things.
Jokiu būdu nesakom, kad nėra kitų būdų.
You can do them if you like.
Jeigu jums patinka, galite naudoti tą.
But if you really make that open-minded experiment,
bet jeigu tikrai atliksite objektyvus
and try every different way of approaching God,
ir išbandysite skirtingus metodus,
you come back to this nice little mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, every time.
Jūs apeisite ratą ir grįžti prie Hare Krishna mantras.
Because it is absolutely the most powerful and perfect and potent way to connect with God in this age.
Nes yra labai galingas ir labai potencialus būdas, kuriuo jūs galite labai stipriai pajusti ryšį su Dievu.
There is no competition.
Ir lygių tam nėra.
When you want to connect with Krishna,
kai jūs norite turėti ryšį su Krishna,
when you want to connect with God,
su Dievu,
this mantra will take you there immediately.
Šita mantra jums padės tai padaryti akimirksniu.
You don't have to go through millions of years of pranayama or mental speculation.
Neprireiks jums milijonus metų mąstyti, kur tas Dievas arba giliai kvėpuoti.
Immediately you're in contact with God.
Tą pat sekundę jūs galite pajusti ryšį su Dievu.
Immediately you're elevated beyond the material plane.
Ir pakilti virš materialios platformos.
To the transcendental plane.
Į dvasinį lygmenį.
Where there's no birth.
Kuriame nėra gimimo.
No death.
Nėra mirties.
No old age.
Nėra senatvės.
And no disease.
Ir nėra jokių ligų.
Would you like to live on that plane?
Ar norėtumėt tokioj platformoj gyventi?
It's not difficult.
Tai visai nesunku.
All you have to do is chant Hare Krishna every day.
Tiesiog reikia kasdien kartoti Hare Krishna.
And every time you feel yourself slipping away from that plane,
ir kiekvieną kartą, kai jūs jaučiate, kad ištrūkstate iš tos sąmonės,
chant again.
Vėl kartokite Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The more you chant, the higher you go.
Kuo daugiau kartosit mantras, to aukščiau jūsų sąmonė kils.
Don't take my word for it.
Netikėkit mano žodžiais aplink.
try it and experience it yourself.
Pabandykit ir patyrėkit patys.
How the more you chant, the higher you fly.
Kuo daugiau kartosit, tuo aukščiau skrisit.
You can be walking down the street in Klaipėda.
Galite savo keliauti pasivaikščiodamas Klaipėdos gatvėmis.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Ir kartoti Hare Krishna.
And you'll feel that you're a million miles away while you're here and also a million miles away at the same time.
Ir visa širdimi jausite, kaip esate milijonai mylių toli toli nuo čia.
It's amazing. It's mystical. You can have a mystical experience just while you're walking down the street in Klaipėda. All you have to do is chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I mean, do you want to be miserable?
Klausimas yra toksai, ar jūs norit būti liūdni?
Or do you want to be blissful? Man is the architect of his own destiny.
Žmogus yra savo likimo architektas.
If you want to remain in the, under the law of karma, I guarantee you, you'll be miserable.
Jeigu norime išlikti karmos dėsnio valdžioje, mes būsime nelaimingi.
You have to say, karma, bye-bye, I'm finished with you.
Bet mums reikia sakyti karma, viso gero, aš tave palieku.
Now I'm going to the plane called Akarma.
Dabar aš keliauju į buveinę, kuri vadinama Akarma.
You see, in this world we are suffering from the resultant actions of previous pious and impious activities.
Šitame gyvenime mes kenčiame dėl praeityje atliktų dorovingų ir nuodėmingų veiksmų.
We're being forced to suffer and enjoy according to our past karma.
Gamtos dėsniai mus verčia tai kentėti, tai džiaugtis pagal praeitą mūsų karmą.
But by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you rise beyond your karma.
Jūs pakylate virš savo karmos.
You exist on the spiritual plane, beyond the karmic plane.
Dvasinė platforma.
So if you want to say goodbye to karma,
taigi, jeigu norite atsisveikinti su savo karma,
all you have to do is say hello to Krishna.
Tiesiog reikia pasakyti labas Krishna.
Hello Krishna, goodbye karma.
Labas Krishna, viso gero karma.
Krishna will elevate you to that realm beyond karma.
Ir Krishna jūs pakels į šią dvasinę platformą.
Even if you were a sinful demon.
Net jeigu esate nuodėmingas demonas.
And you're meant to suffer great anxieties in this life.
Ir jums lemta labai daug kentėti.
If you chant Hare Krishna.
Jeigu kartosite Hare Krishna.
Those sufferings will be reduced almost to nil. You'll still get a little token, but nothing like what you were supposed to get. So, I don't know why the whole world hasn't taken to Krishna consciousness. Only thing I can figure is they just don't know about it.
Turbūt dėl to, kad dar nežino apie tai.
Because anybody who understands what Krishna consciousness is,
nes bet kas, kuris supranta, kas yra ta Krishna,
they will immediately surrender to Krishna.
Jie tuoj pat nubėgs pas Krishna.
Why continue to torture yourself in this material existence?
Kam kankintis materialioje egzistencijoje?
When you can live in the blissful spiritual sky with Lord Krishna at every minute, even while you're walking down the street in Klaipėda. It's just a matter of intelligence, really. Or even if you're not intelligent.
Ar mes turim pakankamą intelektą?
Just have a little common sense.
Tiesiog reikia sveikos nuovokos.
Why should I torture myself when I can taste unlimited happiness at every minute? If I gave you a gun, would you put it to your head and pull the trigger? But that's what you're doing by engaging in material sense gratification. You're killing yourself. Don't kill yourself. Do yourself a favor. Chant Hare
Krishna.
Come to your original eternal existence as an enlightened spiritual being. You are not that body. The body is just a covering. That's not you. That's just some old worn out t-shirt and a pair of blue jeans.
That's
not you. You're an eternal youth.
Jūs esate amžinai jaunas.
Completely beyond old age and death, you see.
Anapus senatvės ir mirties.
And sickness. So come out of the hallucination of bodily consciousness. I am male. I am female. I am Lithuanian. I am Russian. I am American. So many hallucinations. You're dreaming you're a man or a woman or a Lithuanian or Russian or American. It's simply a dream. You're not those things. Wake up from the dream. Come back to your actual identity. Don't cheat yourself. This dream is a nightmare. You gotta get sick, you gotta get old, you gotta get die, birth after birth after birth after birth. It's a nightmare. We're trying to wake you up from the nightmare. So please, wake up. Don't roll over in the bed and pull the covers over your head and try to go back to sleep.
Nebėginkite valiotis lovą ir vėl tęsti savo sapną.
Wake up.
Pabuskit.
There's unlimited bliss awaiting for you.
Čia pat, jūs laukia nuostabus gyvenimas.
All you have to do is wake up, come out of the sleep of material existence.
Tiesiog reikia pabusti iš šito materialios egzistencijos sapną.
That is our humble request.
Taip nuolankiai jūsų prašau.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Ir noriu paklausti, jūsų, kokiem kyla klausimai, tai išgirdus?
Want to add something, David? Yeah.
Kad į įrašą būtų girdima, tai mikrofoną užduokit klausimus. Ant mygtuką paspauskit.
Aš tiesiog norėjau pasakyti, kad lygiai susikandė viską savo kraštį, bandai daryti, bet nėra taip paprasta. Yra sunku. Ir labai sunku. Ir eina laikas ir tiek sunku, nelengvėja nieko. Tai ar čia kaip ir yra dvi galimybės, arba nėra tikėjimo, arba kažką blogai darai. Bet lyg ir bendrauji su vartys ir žiūrėjau, kad visai gerai kažką darai, bet vis tiek blogai, tai kažką darai.
When I listen about it, it sounds very nice, but then I'm trying, I see it's not so easy, so I don't understand. Maybe I don't have enough faith, or I'm practicing something wrong, because this practice is not so easy to...
That's why we need teachers. You need to practice under the guidance of an expert spiritual master. Just like if you're learning how to play the guitar, you try to figure it out on your own, you'll have a hard time. But if you have an expert teacher, it's very simple. So you need an expert spiritual master, that's what you need. Someone who can guide you and show you exactly what to do, what you're doing wrong, how you can correct yourself, etc. That's why Krishna says you have to have a guru. Because guru makes it easy. You try to become Krishna conscious on your own, you'll have so many difficulties. But when you put yourself under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, it's a very simple thing, actually.
Bet kada mum padeda dvasinis mokytojas, tuomet pasidaro daug paprasčiau.
Next question. Want to add anything?
Yeah. Yeah, she has a disease.
Huh?
She has a disease. Jaundice.
Jaundice disease. My wife is mentioning the jaundice disease. This is a very good point she's making. You want to elaborate on that? Want me to elaborate on it?
Yeah.
Give her the microphone. You can elaborate on that for us, Devji.
Well, sugarcane juice is very sweet.
Look out for the feedback.
Cukranendrių sultis yra labai saldžios.
Well, a sick person with has a jaundice disease, it will taste very bitter.
Bet jeigu žmogus susirgo geltą, ragaudamas tas sultis, jisai jaus tik tai kartumą.
That the doctor prescribes that one should drink the sugar candy or take sugar candy or sugar cane juice, it will cure. So if the patient wants to get better, then they have to follow the instruction and guidance of the qualified doctor.
Bet daktaras kaip tik liepia gerti tą sultis, nors jos atrodo karčios. Ir pacientas, norėdamas pasiveikti, jeigu jis sieks daktaro pamokymais ir gers tą sultis, palaipsniui jis pasveiks. Taigi, net jeigu jie yra tą sultis, tie vaistai atrodo kartus, reikia vis vieną jos valgyti. Ir tada žmogus pasveiks.
So the point is, there's a disease called jaundice.
Taigi, yra tokia liga kaip gelta.
And it's a problem with the liver.
Ir jie sergant mūsų...
The cure for jaundice is sugar candy.
Ir valgant saldainį, jis atrodo kartus.
But sugar candy, when you have jaundice, tastes horrible. You just want to spit it out. It's bitter like anything.
Norisi spjaut lauk.
So sometimes in the beginning, Krishna consciousness is bitter. You just want to spit it out. Take those beads and throw them away. I hate this chanting. Just get rid of the beads. I can't stand this.
Taigi, Krishna sąmonės pradžioje mums kartojimas gali atrodyti kartus ir gali galvoti, kad nebegaliu daugiau kartot, gana.
But when the spiritual master or the senior devotee orders you, you must chant every day, even if it tastes bitter. You just do it on the order of the Vaishnava, you see?
Bet kai pažengęs dvasininkas pamoko jūs, kad reikia kartoti, net jeigu yra ir...
Just like the patient with jaundice, he takes sugar candy in the order of his physician, even though it tastes horrible.
Lygiai taip pat kaip daktaras pamoko pacientą, kad reikia gerti tas sultis, nors jis ir atrodo karčios.
So because he obeys the order of his doctor, he keeps taking that sugar candy every day, and then gradually he regains his health and it tastes very sweet.
Dėl to jis pasitikė daktaro ir seka jo nurodymą, jis palaipsniui tas saldainis tampa saldus, kartumas dingsta.
So this is in the same way one follows the instructions of the spiritual master and gradually regains his original pure consciousness.
Lygiai tokiu būdu, sekdami dvasinių mokytojų nurodymais palaipsniui, mes pažadinsime savo pirminę dvasinę sąmonę.
This is very nicely described in the Nectar of Instruction. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Satapya Vidya Pito Patapya Rasanasya Narochikanu Kintavadana Nandinankala Shaiva Jushta Svadvikamad Bhavati Tad Gadamula Hantri. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya ignorance cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root.
Šventas Krishnas vardas, charakteris, savybės ir veikla yra transcendentiškai saldus kaip saldainis. Nors žmogus, kuris paveiktas neišmanimo, negali patirti to saldumo. Bet nuostabu, kad paprasčiausiai, dėmesingai, kartodama šitus šventus saldžiuosius vardus kiekvieną dieną, natūraliai žmogus pažadins savo dvasinę sąmonę ir šita liga palaipsniui išeis.
So that's the key.
Taigi,
my wife has very nicely pointed out.
Mano žmona labai išmintingai pažymėjo.
Even though it You don't taste anything, you just got to keep doing it.
Нет, jeigu nieko nejauti, tiesiog tęsk.
The taste is there.
Skonis yra.
But it's buried, that's
bet jis padėtas.
Just keep chanting every day.
Tiesiog tęsk ir to kiekvieną dieną.
And gradually that natural sweetness of the name will become reactivated and you'll just be relishing the sweetest nectar at every minute.
Ir palaipsniui tas pirminis švento vardo skonis tau apsireikš.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Kada pasidingo abejonės Krišnos sąmonės procese? O jeigu jos nedingo, tai kokios jos būna?
I wanted to ask about you, then you lost all your doubts about Krishna consciousness process.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask, then you lost all your doubts.
My doubts?
Yes, about Krishna consciousness process.
Is it when?
When? How many, do I have any doubts?
When you lost it?
When I lost my doubts. What really convinced me was the ecstasy the devotees were feeling. I was very doubtful. I knew that Krishna was the Supreme, but the whole process of accepting a spiritual master, I was very doubtful about that.
Aš žinojau, kad Krishna yra aukščiausias viešpats, bet tas procesas, kada reikia priimti dvasinį mokytoją, juo aš labai abejojau.
I was a songwriter at the time, singer-songwriter. So I'll just write Krishna consciousness like George Harrison, you know, My Sweet Lord, and I'll just write my songs and do my concerts, and I don't need to be an initiated devotee. I'll just be I don't need to be a disciple. I'll just be a Krishna conscious singer songwriter. I was thinking. You see.
Taigi, aš rašydavau dienas, kaip George'as Harrisonas, ir nenorėjau tapti inicijuotų mokinį, tiesiog norėjau nepriklausomai gyventi ir rašyti dienas apie viešpatį.
And I started writing songs about Krishna.
Ir rašiau tas dienas.
But then I noticed these devotees, they were tasting something that I wasn't tasting.
Bet aš stebėjausi dausius ir pamačiau, kad jie kažką jaučia, ko aš nejaučiu.
They were tasting some higher nectar that I wasn't getting.
Jie ragavo kažkokį tai nektarą, kurio aš negaliu patirti.
They had this feelings of love for Prabhupada that I didn't have.
Jie turėjo tokius meilės jausmus Prabhupada, aš negalėjau tokių suprasti.
And I realized they were relishing some sweet nectar that I had no access to.
Ir supratau, kad jie ragavo kažkokį tai nektarą, prie kurio prieiti aš negaliu.
So, not wanting to miss the nectar and thinking how I was thinking, wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Prabhupada?
Ir tada aš pagalvojau, argi nebūtų nuostabu, jeigu atiduočiau visą savo gyvenimą Prabhupadai.
So I threw out my doubts.
Ir išmečiau visas abejonės lauk.
Because I was greedy for the nectar.
Nes norėjau to nektaro.
My doubts were preventing me from tasting the nectar.
Ir tos abejonės neleido jo ragauti.
I could see that my doubts were doing nothing but causing me to suffer. Why should I embrace these doubts about having a spiritual master? Actually, Vishnu Jan Swami, he was preaching to me at the time. And he said, for so many lifetimes you serve wife and children.
Ir jis man pasakė, tiek daug gyvenimų tu tarnavai žmonai ir vaikam.
Why not try just giving one lifetime to serving Guru and Krishna and see what the result is?
Kodėlgi nepabandyti vieną gyvenimą paskirti Guru ir Krishna ir pažiūrėti, kas gi gausis?
It made sense to me.
Ir man tai skambėjo logiškai.
Just totally give one life to Guru and Krishna.
Tiesiog vieną gyvenimą atiduoti Guru ir Krishna.
And if you're not satisfied with the result, you can take birth again and serve wife and family again your next life.
Ir jeigu nepasiseks, galėsi kitą gyvenimą vėl daryti, ką nori.
But why not just make the experiment?
Kodėlgi nepabandyti?
Just give one life completely to Guru and Krishna. And Prabhupada is so merciful, even if you want to have a wife and kids, that's okay too. But you do it all in the service of Guru and Krishna, not independently. So if you have some doubts, throw them out. For one lifetime, just throw them all out and fully surrender and see the result. Chant 16 rounds. Follow the principles. Get initiated. How many devotees here are initiated? Not the countless devotees. How many local devotees are initiated here? I know I've initiated two of you. You see? So, you know, we welcome more of you. You can all become initiated here if you like. If you all get initiated, I'll spend more time here also. So, you know, just try it. Give one life completely to Krishna and see what the result is. I guarantee if you try it, you will love it. You go, wow, you'll be kicking yourself. Why are you doing this? Why didn't I do this earlier? I was such a fool. I waited so many years to completely surrender. I missed so much nectar. Next question. Yeah.
How someone can give it up, this bodily consciousness that I am Lithuanian or I am a woman?
Yes. You want to answer that one? I mean, okay. How can I give up this bodily consciousness that I'm a Lithuanian, I'm a woman? You can't just give it up like that. What you have to do is embrace a positive spiritual identity. I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Completely embrace that concept. That's who I am. I am Krishna's eternal servant. Don't worry about getting rid of the Lithuanian woman. That's okay. You can keep your costume of a Lithuanian. It's a costume. You can keep your Lithuanian woman costume, it's okay. You're welcome to wear the costume of a Lithuanian woman. We have no problem with that. But you have to understand, it's a costume. I am the eternal servant of Krishna. So I will use this identity I have as a Lithuanian woman in the service of Krishna. In this way, you'll become liberated. It is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. He says, Iha yasha herer dashe karmana manasa gira Nicholas Vaptyavastasu Jivan Mukta Sa Uchate, which means one who engages himself or herself, body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna.
Tas arta, kuris užsima visą savo kūną, užima tarnystę Dievu,
becomes a liberated soul.
Išsivaduoja.
So even if you, even in all material circumstances, he says, so, Lithuanian woman, that's a material circumstance. It's not false. It's real. We don't say it's false. It's a temporary material circumstance. But if you will take your Lithuanian woman consciousness and engage it in Krishna's service.
Taigi šitą savo moters sąmonę užimdama tarnauti Dievui.
Jivan mukta sa uchate, you'll be liberated, so.
Tapsi išvaduota siela.
So do that.
Taigi ir daryk.
You take your liberated, your Lithuanian woman consciousness and use it fully in Krishna's service.
Panaudok savo sąmonę pilnai tarnystei Krishna.
It's just like a caterpillar. You know a caterpillar? No. The thing that becomes a butterfly?
Ah, čia kaip vikšras.
Right now you're just a caterpillar, you see.
Dabar mes esam kaip vikšras.
But within there's the butterfly.
Bet viduje yra drugelis.
Lithuanian woman, that's the caterpillar.
Lietuvė moteris, tai yra kaip tas vikšras.
And I'm the servant of Krishna, that's the butterfly, the beautiful butterfly within.
O aš Krishnos tarnas, tai gražus drugelis, kuris yra viduje.
So we want you to fly as a beautiful butterfly.
Taigi mes norim, kad jūs skristum kaip gražus drugelis.
Servant of Krishna.
Kaip Krishnos tarnas.
So you can do it.
Tu gali tai padaryti.
All you have to do is desire it.
Tiesiog reik padaryt.
And Krishna will fulfill your desire. Do you want to be liberated? Huh? Do you want to be a liberated woman? A truly liberated woman? Or do you want to be a slave of the material nature? Which is it? She wants to be liberated? Very good. You can do it. Anything you'd like to add?
Okay.
Will she do it?
Will she do it now? That's what we have to see. Will she do it? We hope you will. She had 16 rounds, follow the principles, become initiated. We have many nice gurus in our movement. You can choose any one of them. I'm one of them. There are other Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, so many Naranjan Swami, so many nice gurus. So you can choose one of us and be a disciple. And we will guide you how to go back to Godhead. Any other questions? Yeah.
Kada mokytojas išėjo iš savo namų ir kaip papasakojo savo šeimai ir tėvams, kad nori tikėti Krišną.
Then was that time that you left your home and explained to your family that you want to follow the Krishna consciousness process.
Well, it didn't happen all of it. It happened gradually. I left home in December of 1968. But the idea that I was going to join some people who wanted to revolutionize the world. I had this vision of joining some liberated souls who were going to revolutionize the world with the spiritual revolution.
Dvasinių žmonių, kurie nori dvasinę revoliuciją pasaulyje.
And I left home to join them.
Ir aš palikau namus.
But I didn't know who they were. I didn't know where they were.
Bet nežinau, kur rasti tokius žmonės.
It took me all the way until, see, 71, 78. It took me three years to find them.
Ir man prireikė 3 metų, kol sutikau tokius žmonės.
So after 3 years, my parents finally got the explanation.
It
took 3 years. Yeah, they were relieved because it was a little. It was very turbulent. I'm sure they were very disturbed to see me. I was like a renunciate with no position, no fixed position in the material world. They must have been very worried about me.
Ir tėvai labai pergino, nes aš neturėjau jokios padėties pasaulyje.
But when I joined the Hare Krishna movement, then I had some solid fixed position.
Ir kai prisijungiau prie Hare Krishna judėjimo, tai turėjau kažkokią tai tvirtą padėtį.
Actually, it was very prestigious. When I got initiated, the mayor of Austin came and attended my initiation ceremony. It's a big city called Austin, Texas. is the state capital of Texas. The mayor of the city came to my initiation ceremony.
Ir valstijos sostinė, miestas Austinas, aš ten gavau iniciaciją ir net pats meras miestas.
My father was really impressed. Wow, the mayor came to my son's initiation.
Mano tėtis labai didžiavosi.
He's sitting there talking with the mayor of Austin. My dad was in, really in bliss. So things worked out okay in the end. But for those 3 years, they were very much worried about me. As I renounced the world, but I wasn't connected anywhere with anything. I was just wandering seeker. Those were tough years, but it's so beautiful when I finally realized that Prabhupada is my eternal spiritual master. So beautiful. Next question. Well, let's see, we'll try this one over here.
Oh. Ir tai yra labai egoistiška, o juk Dievas yra artimesnis nei artimieji šeima.
We are so much attached to our relatives, but who is more more important for us, God or our relatives?
You have to understand who your actual relatives are.
Visų pirma, reikia suprasti, kas iš tikrųjų tie mūsų artimieji.
You've had thousands of relatives, you've had thousands and millions of relatives and thousands and millions of lifetimes. That's why it's said that relatives are relative. Relative means in relationship with your material body, but you're not that body. But here's the good news.
Bet geras naujienos yra tai.
Do you want to serve your relatives in the best possible way?
Jeigu tu nori geriausiai tarnauti savo artimiesiems,
then surrender to Krishna.
Tada atsiduodi Krishnai.
Because when you are delivered, you will automatically deliver all of them back home, back to Godhead.
Nes kai tu išsivaduoji, automatiškai išvaduoji ir savo artimuosius.
If you try to serve them according to how they want you to serve them, you're their enemy.
Bet jeigu tarnausi jiem taip, kaip jie to nori, tai esi jų priešas.
But if you serve them according to the way that Krishna wants you to serve them, then you are their best friend.
Bet jeigu tarnausi jiem taip, kaip Krishna nori, kad tu jiem tarnautum, tada tu tampi geriausias jų draugas.
So it's your choice.
Ir tada tu renkiesi.
You want to be the enemy of your relatives?
Ar nori būti savo artimųjų priešas?
Or you may be the best friend of your relatives?
Ar geriausias draugas?
I hope you will choose to be their best friend by surrendering to Krishna.
Tikiuosi pasirinksi atsiduoti Krishna ir tapti jų geriausiu draugu.
Okay. Anything else you want to add? Just let me.
Well, okay. All right. Finds relative important. Then when they leave the body, she will find that very difficult situation to cope with it. Because relatives are going to leave the body one day.
Vieną dieną visi mūsų artimieji paliks savo kūnus ir paliks mus. Ir bus labai liūdna mum. Ar galvojat, kad jie visą laiką bus su jumi? Jie amžinai negyvens.
Next.
Tas klausimas?
Klausimas yra apie skausmą, tiek fizinį, tiek dvasinį. Kaip išgyventi, kaip ištverti, pavyzdžiui, kai tu labai stipri skausmą fizinį, kaip prisiminti Krišną to momentu, kai negali apie nieką daugiau galvoti, ir taip ir dvasinį, kai kankina kažkas tai vidui.
One question is how to cope with the pain. Then we feel very strong pain, or mental, or physical. How to cope with it? How to remember Krishna okay. During that?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the way. Chant.
It's hard to chant at that moment.
It's hard to chant. You have to make yourself chant, even though it's hard.
making sound when you get the pain. Right? Wow, so why not Hare Krishna?
Ir mums labai skaudu, visi mes leidžiam. Ah, tai kodėlgi nešalti Hare Krishna.
One time I stepped on a nail.
Kartą užlipau ant vinies.
It went right through my shoe and it was a rusty nail right into my foot.
Here it is, smigo man į koją.
And then I put my then I stuck my other foot down to try to get it out, and I put my other foot in a nail too. So I had to go to the hospital to get a tetanus shot. And my feet were hurting.
Legs were hurting.
My feet were in pain. I was in pain. So I was laying there on the bed going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And there was somebody next to me. They were also in pain. And they were also chanting. Doctor, 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 doctor. So don't chant doctor when you're in pain. Chant Krishna. He's the best doctor. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. Norėjau paklausti, kai praktikuojam ne savo lygiu, prarandam skonį, o jeigu per mažai praktikuojam, kažkaip ir sėdim po savo vietoj, kur esam. Tai kaip praktikuot savo lygiu?
If you're practicing higher standard than it is our level, then we can lose a taste. And if you're practicing not strong enough, we can. We also stay in the same place and don't make progress. So how to find our real level and how to practice in that level?
Everybody has what's called the comfort zone.
Visi turi savo komforto zoną.
I can do this, I'm comfortable with this much Krishna consciousness, and beyond that I'm not comfortable with it, you see. So, how much Krishna consciousness should you get into? If you just stay within your comfort zone, you're not going to make any advancement. But if you push yourself too hard, you'll quit, you'll be too much. So what you have to do is push yourself just a little bit beyond your comfort zone. Then after a while, you'll be comfortable with that. And then, push yourself a little bit more beyond your comfort zone, you see. So in this way, gradually, you see. Now some people are ready just to jump in right away, you see. It's like Vyasadeva Das, he started chanting 16 rounds the first day, isn't it? First day, 16 rounds. You see? He just jumped in like a duck hitting the water, you know. But some people aren't ready for them. They got to do one round for a while, and then go to four, and then go to eight, and even gradually, you see. So the thing is, ideally, just jump in and fully take up the process. But if you can't do that, then just do always be going a little bit beyond what you're comfortable with. If you're completely comfortable chanting one round every day, then chant two every day. Be a little bit uncomfortable. And then when you're comfortable with two, then go to four. In this way you have to help yourself to advance intelligently.
If your purpose is strong, you will do it what you need to do.
Jeigu tikslas yra mūsų tvirtas, tada mes darysim tai, ką mums reikia, kad jį pasiekti.
Next question.
Taigi tikslas turi būti tvirtas.
Aš norėjau paklausti, kaip atsidavę Krišnai žmonės, kaip jie suderina savo tą atsidavimą ir realų gyvenimą? Nu, sunku labai tiksliai pasakyti, bet juk reikia ir gyventi, save išsilaikyti, nes ne dauguma pasiryšta eiti vienuolynus, dauguma lieka gyventi socialinį gyvenimą ir ta riba tokia ir bendravimą su tuo, nu, su kitais žmonėms.
How to manage, if someone start to practice spiritual practice, how to manage his life, because no, not everyone will go to live in monastery, how to have a work, how to have relationships, and all these things, how to deal with them.
Depends on the situation, of course. If let's say you're married and your husband is also a devotee, then it's very easy.
Jeigu tokia situacija, kad jūs esate santokoje ir jūsų partneris taip pat praktikuoja dvasinį gyvenimą, tai labai paprasta.
But let's say you're married, you have three kids, and none of them are interested in Krishna consciousness.
Bet įsivaizduokim, kad jūs esate susituokusi, turite tris vaikus, ir niekam neįdomi Krishna sąmonė.
So that's a different scenario. What's your situation?
Tada kitas scenarijus. Apie kokią padėtį jūs kalbat?
Gal labiau turėjau omenyje tai, kad gyvenime sutinki daug žmonių, kurių dauguma nėra Krishna sąmonė. Jie tiesiog ir Krishna sąmonė dažnai yra pateikiama, nu, viešai, sakysim, kaip kažkas tokio, kaip pasakyti, kad neįžeisti. Sertantiškai. Ir tiesiog tenka bendrauti daug žmonių. Ir kaip jūs sako, dabar galbūt yra taip, kad pasaulis yra kažkaip tai toks materialistinis. Ir jisai į Krišno sąmonę ir į tokius, nu, žmonės tikinčius turi neigiamą nusistatymą.
Translation.
My question is more related how to deal with people who are atheists and they don't have good opinion about Krishna consciousness.
I see. Well, the best thing is to avoid their association.
Jeigu žmonės yra blogai nusiteikę, tai geriausiai su jais nebendrauti.
Associate with devotees as much as possible and avoid the atheists as much as possible.
Kiek įmanoma daugiau reikėtų bendrauti su atsidavusiais ir kiek įmanoma mažiau su ateistais.
But if you spend time with us sufficiently, we'll train you how to defeat atheism.
Jeigu pakankamai laiko su mumim praleisit, mes pamokinsime jūs, kaip nugalėti ateizmą.
If you read Prabhupada's books, you learn how to defeat atheism.
Jeigu skaitysite Prabhupada's knygas, išmoksite tai.
So eventually you can bring all your atheist friends to Krishna consciousness.
Taigi visi jūsų ateistai draugai taip pat taps Krishna sąmoningi.
Is it? Because actually atheism is dogmatic. It's not scientific, it's dogmatic.
Nes ateizmas yra dogmatiška, tai nėra pagrįsta mokslu.
The atheists say that everything came out of nothing.
Ateistai sako, kad viskas ateina iš nieko.
That's dogma.
Ir tai yra tik tai dogma.
There's no scientific experiment you can do to take anything out of nothing.
Nėra jokių įrodymų, kad tai įrodyti.
Atheism is blind faith.
Tai yra aklas tikėjimas.
Theism is scientific. It's based on logic and science and reasoning.
O ateizmas, jisai pagrįstas logika ir mokslu.
Atheism is a leap of blind faith into dogma.
O ateizmas yra akla dogma.
That everything came out of nothing.
Viskas atėjo iš nieko.
So atheism is actually very easy to defeat.
Taigi ateizmą labai nesunku nugalėti.
Just like every machine has an operator, isn't it a fact?
Ar nėra faktas, kad kiekvienas mechanizmas turi operatorių?
This recorder requires an operator. This amplifier requires an operator.
Stiprintuvas jam reikalingas operatorius.
Your car requires an operator.
Jūsų automobiliui reikalingas vairuotojas.
Your smartphone requires an operator.
Telefonui reikia operatoriaus.
Your watch requires an operator.
Laikrodžiui taip pat.
Every machine or gadget requires an operator. It doesn't act on its own.
Kiekvienas mechanizmas pats iš savęs neveikia, reikalingas operatorius.
So isn't this universe a gigantic machine?
Taigi, ar nėra taip, kad šita visata yra milžiniškas mechanizmas?
What is your opinion? Doesn't this universe function like a big machine?
Ar pritarit?
Yeah. It's like the car wheel turns, well, the seasons turn, just like a car wheel. There's sun, summer, fall, winter, spring. It's the vegetative season going. Just like a machine. The whole thing's operating like a machine, the universe. Therefore, since every machine we experience requires an operator, we can scientifically conclude that this universe also requires an operator.
Ir matydami, kad kiekvienam mechanizmui reikalingas operatorius, galim suprasti, kad ir visatai turi būti kažkoks operatorius.
And that you can call that operator whatever you want to call him. The traditional word is God.
Jūs tą operatorių galite vadinti kaip norit, bet tai yra Krishna Dievas.
In Sanskrit, he's called Parameshvara, the supreme controller. So to say there's no controller is just, it's idiotic. It's childish. It's stupid. It's absolutely preposterous idea. So these atheists, they have no philosophical leg to stand on. They're just fanatics. That's all. They're fanatics.
Taigi, ateizmas yra fanatizmas.
They have no philosophy.
Be filosofijos.
Their philosophy is just bogus nonsense.
They're like owls.
Yeah?
They're like owls.
They're like owls.
Tai yra kaip pelėdos.
Tell us about the owl. Why are they like owls? You want to tell us about the owl?
Yeah, the sun is rising and owl is closing his eyes. So he says there is no sun.
So they are like
that.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas?
Yeah.
Aš gal turbūt tik pratęsiant tą klausimą. Norėjau paklausti Krišno sąmonė ir kasdieninis gyvenimas. Jis reikalauja kitokių savybių. Garbinant Krišną turi skleisti meilę, atjautą, o būnant kasdieniam gyvenime, tai priklausomai nuo tavo profesijos kartais net gali turi būti plėšrus, turi būti budrus, negailestingas gal kartais. Ir kaip paprastam žmogui suderinti kasdieninį gyvenimą su Krišno sąmone.
Sometimes, when in practicing, we have to expand love everywhere. But sometimes, for example, in
what to do? When you're practicing, you have to what?
To you have to give love everywhere.
Yeah.
But sometimes in your work, you have to be very strict or you have to be very crude with someone because this is your work.
Yeah.
So how to put this together?
Be strict in a loving way.
Būk griežtas su jais, bet iš meilės.
My dear sir, I'm sorry, you know, you're not, we've been telling you, you're not performing properly in this job and we're going to have to lay you off if you don't come to the proper standard. You're taking a 3-hour break every afternoon and, you know, you're coming an hour late for work every day. So I know we do care about you and love you, but, you know, you have to do your responsible job if you want to keep getting paid.
Pavyzdžiui, brangus darbuotojau. Mes tai labai mylim ir tu mums labai rūpi, bet tu turi ateiti laiku į darbą, nes kitaip mes pusės...
You give them every chance to rectify themselves, you see. Be kind to them. But if they keep taking that 3-hour lunch break every day, you're going to have to let them go, because your company will go broke maintaining people like them.
Bet jeigu žmogus 3 valandas pietaus darbė, tai vis viena teks
sėdės. Are you a business owner?
Ar jūs esate verslininkas?
Yeah. You have to... You should tell them in a very kind way. I'd really like to keep you because I don't want to see you in any financial difficulty, but you have to do your share of the load here, otherwise we're going to have to let you go.
Labai gražiai reikia žmogui paaiškinti, kad mes labai norim išlaikyti jūs darbe, bet jūs turite sėkti.
So you have to be strict, otherwise your company will go broke.
Reikia būti tokiam tiksliam.
But at the same time, you do it in a kind way, you see.
Bet tai daryti labai gražiai.
But that you may have to let if you may, but if you have to let him go, you have to let him go.
Bet jeigu reikia kažką atleisti, tai reikia.
Next question. Yeah.
Dažnai tenka susidurti su tokiu nuolankumu, kuris gal ne visada yra tikras. Ir skaičiuojame, kad Prabhupada kalbėjo apie nuolankumą ir jis paminėjau, kad nuolankumas nėra tai, kad tu visada ten užleidi vietą ar atsiprašinėjai, nors to net nereikia daryti, bet tai yra iš tikrųjų kažkoks tai drąsos, kažkoks tai aspektas, arba mokytas galėtų paaiškinti, kas iš tikrųjų yra nuolankumas, neapsimestinis nuolankumas.
I hear that we have to be humble, but humble not always mean that you just externally show that you're humble, but sometimes a man can be very strong, and this is how he expresses his humbleness.
So humble means surrender to the order of Guru and Krishna.
Iš tikrųjų, nuolankumas tai reiškia atsiduoti Krishnos.
Doesn't mean you do what anybody and everybody wants you to do. You do always do what Guru and Krishna want you to do. That's humility.
Tai reiškia daryti ką kiti, bet kas iš tavęs nori, padaryti būtent ko iš tavęs nori Krishna ar Guru.
Arjuna was very humble.
Arjuna buvo labai nuolankus.
But he was the most powerful warrior in the whole world.
Bet jis buvo pats galingiausias karys visame.
In his humble service to Krishna, he killed so many people.
Ir savo nuolankia tarnystė Dievui, jis turėjo tiek daug žmonių.
In a state of prayer humility.
Ir tai jis darė iš tyrų.
Because he was doing it for Krishna.
Nes tai darė dėl Krishnos.
We're not asking you to kill anyone.
Be abejo, neprašom tavęs kažko žudyti.
But you may have to sometimes be strong with people as in your service.
Bet kartais atlikdamas savo tarnystę turi būti labai
stiprus. It's like our business owner, he may have to be strong with people sometimes.
Kaip kartais šitas verslininkas turi elgtis griežtai su žmonėmis.
Because in the service of Krishna, you have to do your duty, whatever is required to do. If it means being strong sometimes.
Todėl kad atliekant savo tarnystę Krishnai, reikia atlikti savo pareigą ir kartais ta pareiga reiškia būti griežtam.
Prabhupada taught us to be strong. He said, go village to village, town to town, and make digvijay. Digvijay means conquering pandit. He said, go town to town, village to village, as a conquering pandit.
Prabhupada mums savo mokiniam davė nurodymą keliauti iš kaimo į kaimą ir tapti visą nugalinčiais panditais.
He told us to openly and strongly challenge the atheists.
Ir viešai mesti iššūkį visiems ateistams.
If there is God, I can prove that there is God. Who are you who say there is no God?
Dievas yra, ir aš galiu įrodyti, ir kuris iš jūsų ginčiasi.
That's very strong.
Tai labai stipru.
But Prabhupada, our humility is we serve our Srila Prabhupada's order. We're humble to him, you see.
Ir mūsų nuolankumo Srila Prabhupada yra priimti šitą nurodymą.
The spiritual master tells you to be strong. Your humility is you be strong on his order.
Jeigu dvasės mokytas liepia būti stipriam, tai mūsų nuolankumas
priimti. Not your own false ego, but you're doing it on the order of the spiritual master. That's humility.
Ne iš savo netikro ego, bet vykdant dvasinio mokytojo nurodymą.
Does that make sense to you?
Ar skamba logiškai?
Yeah. Anything else?
Dar klausimų?
Okay. One last question.
Penktoji širima pagal giesmė, ten aprašau, kad pragarė yra gražiau negu rojuje. Tai noriu paklausti, tai kodėl žmonės tada turėtų bijoti pragaro?
In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is written that hell is more beautiful than heaven. So why should someone be afraid of hell?
There are subterranean, there are some hellish planets that are very beautiful to them. But it's a demoniac type of beauty, not a spiritual type of beauty. The spiritual world is like a beautiful natural scene, beautiful forest and waterfalls and rainbows, a natural scene.
Dvasinis pasaulis yra labai natūralus, tenais yra.
But there are hellish places where it's beautiful, kind of like a shopping mall, you know.
Bet demoniškose planetose gražu kaip prekybos centruose.
Gaudy, artificial beauty.
Tai yra toks dirbtinis grožis.
Yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't go for it if I were you.
Taigi tavo vietoj ten nekeliaučiau.
Go for the real beauty, not this gaudy, artificial shopping center beauty, you see.
Geriau keliauti ten, kur tikras grožis.
But generally, hell is pretty hellish.
Bet bendrai paėmus, pravirnės planetos pakankamai pragariškos.
There's one planet called Krimibojana.
Yra tokia planeta, vadinama Krimibojana.
You've heard of Krimibojana?
Ar girdėjai apie to?
Do you know what Krimi means?
Tai reiškia Krimi.
Worms.
Kirminai.
You know what Bojana means? Eating. So it's the planet. It's the planet is called the planet of eating worms. So what do you think they do on that planet? They eat worms. And what kind of bodies do they have?
Kokius kūnus jie patys turi?
They're all worms.
Jie patys kirminai.
And they're all cannibals.
Ir visi kanibalai.
It's a big lake of worms and they're all eating each other.
Didelis ežeras, kurį vieni kiti valdo.
That's a hell for people who eat food which is not offered to Krishna.
Tai yra pragaras tiem žmonėm, kurie valgo maistą, kuris nepaukotas Krishna.
So make sure to offer your food to Krishna.
Taigi prieš valgymas visą maistą paukok Krishna.
This is one hellish planet.
Huh? Where?
Earth.
Yes. Klaipeda is also a hellish planet. Because everywhere there is non-sinful activities are going on everywhere here. It's like a hellish, this is also a hellish place now. But you can make it into heaven by chanting Hare Krishna. That's why I want all of you to become full-on members of our movement, fully surrendered members of our movement. I want you all to become disciples, everyone. Because if we all become disciples, then we can have a very powerful energy here to change the whole city. I mean, it's nice that you're friends of our movement. It's very good. But now it's time to go beyond being a friend, becoming a disciple. I know it's gradual. I was a friend for a while. I didn't want to be a disciple either. But I'm really encouraging you all. Please become disciples.
Aš žinau, kad procesas palaipsnis, bet labai jūs skatinu, prašau, tapkite ir visko.
Because the more we have disciples here, we can actually change the city.
Nes kuo daugiau čia bus mokinių, tuo mes galėsime labiau pakeisti šitą miestą.
Okay, well, we thank you all very much.
Taigi, labai jums.
We're just absolutely delighted to be here. It's always a special treat coming to Klaipėda.
Labai patinka čia būti.
We love you very much. You're all very wonderful.
Ir labai jūs mylim.
And we look forward to be tomorrow morning. It'll be a class somewhere. Where, here, at what time?
7:30
a.m. There'll be a Bhagavatam class here.
Ir 7:30 čia bus Bhagavatam paskaita. Rytoj ryte dėl to visus kviečiam jūs ir savo draugus atsivežti.
You're all invited. And we have a, if you're not on my e-course, what's the Lithuanian sign up? You have cards for them? We have Vajkishor Prabhu will pass out these. Are these cards available? You want to sign up for our e-course in Lithuanian language on the internet? Raise your hand if you want a card and Vajkishor will give it to you. Who wants a card? Raise your hand. You get a free e-course on the internet, Krishna Consciousness. Anybody want it? There's one. You got to say it. Yeah, they don't understand.
Mokytojas veda kursą ir kiekvieną dieną galite į savo paštą gauti mokytojo žinutę, lietuviškai arba angliškai. Jeigu kas norite, paimkite kortelę, tik tiesiog užsiregistruoti ir į paštą jį matys. Nebegalbės? Gal ispanų baigės? Žinau, vis turės.